We're continuing to learn the laws of the Zman Bedikas Chametz. The searching of the Chametz will take place in 3 weeks tonight. We mentioned on Shabbos that a person should do the Bedika at the earliest opportunity, which is once it is certainly nighttime, namely Seitz HaKochavim, once the stars have come out. So we also quoted the name of the Mechaber, that Bod Kines HaChametz L'Or HaNer, that a person is supposed to check all places with the use of the light of a candle. The Mishnah Berurah tells us, why do we wait until the nighttime? Maybe we should do the Bedika during the day. What's the significance of it being at night? It's quoting the words of the Gemara as well as other poskim. You have to check all the holes, the cracks and crevices in all different places of one's property. The light of the day, natural sunlight, will not be helpful with regard to this. Since a person will have this candle designated for this purpose at night, using a candle during the night will be more effective in finding things than during the day, even though it's a dark place. Furthermore, says the Mishnah Berurah, a more practical note, because that's a time which people are found in their homes. This is before Sundays were a day off. So it's going to be on a Sunday will be the Bedika. But nonetheless, whatever day it would fall, it's more practical for people to do a Bedika when people are home at night. So therefore, for that second reason, that's why the Bedika is done at night. The first reason, as we just mentioned, the Mishnah Berurah tells us that during the nighttime, a person is able to find things better. We can look at it in a practical term, that if a person just turns on their lights and relies on the sunlight, so you can take a once-over, glance, and okay, I didn't see anything. But when it's pitch black, and the only way you can honestly say that you did a Bedika is by using a candle, you would have to actually look slowly at different areas until you've completely searched the entire home. And therefore, by the use of a candle, you'll be more likely to find things than using natural sunlight. The Mechaber then continues and says, Yizaher kol adam, every person, doesn't matter who you are, you have to be cautious, shlo yaskil shumalacha, that when it comes the time for doing the Bedika, you should not be engaged in any other activity, you should not be filling out your tax forms. If April 15th is coming around, no excuses. Below yochel ad shiyivdok, a person should not eat their dinner until they do the Bedika for that night. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us not to do any form of melacha. V'yafilu chati shah shekodem hazman, even 30 minutes before the stars coming out, even before the time of doing the Bedika, usur. Why aren't you allowed to? After all, maybe you'll just do a little bit of melacha for an hour or two, and then you'll get right to the Bedika, I promise. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us, as he quotes a few times, for other reasons why we have to immediately do the Bedika, is kedilma, perhaps, aslam shuche. You may be drawn to the activity at hand. And those 2 hours that you initially anticipated may turn around, and it may already be 2 a.m., you may doze off, you'll end up not doing the Bedika altogether. Because that is a possibility, that a person would not do the Bedika right away, and not listening to the advice of the Mechaber, a person would be engaged in another activity to the extent that they forget to do the Melacha, to forget to do the Bedika, the search, perhaps at that point, the next day, you're off the hook. Mishnah Berurah tells us absolutely not. Let's say a person forgot to do the search, for whatever reason, the Bedika was not done the night when you're supposed to. Aser bayom b'chol hadavarim ad sheyivdok. In the morning, the same dinim apply. Of course, you were supposed to have done the Bedika. But nonetheless, since the Bedika was not done, you must do it the next day, even though it's certainly not the preferred method. Nonetheless, you have to do it without any other distractions. Do the Bedika first. Now, one of the things that the Mechaber said, the person is not allowed to eat a meal, stressing the word a meal. Because te'ima ba'al masharet, having a little snack, a little bite, even though it's the time of the Bedika, according to the Mishnah Berurah, that's not an issue. And that includes even washing for bread, provided that is only the size of a beitza, which is the volume of an egg, and v'loyoser, not more. Operos apil harme. A person enjoys, let's say, on the Ball's diet, and you like eating fruit all day, so you can eat all the fruit you want, even though it's the time for the bedika. However, not everyone holds like this. The Mishnah Berurah, quoting the words of the Ber Halacha, says, the peros harbe eno mutar, raf b'chatzi shag kodem bedika. The only time we allow you to eat all these fruits is before the bedika, 30 minutes before the time. Avok mishagia zman bedika. Once that time is reached, gam al yidei peros, a person should eat a lot of fruits. You should just get right to the bedikah. So a person shouldn't do malacha. A person shouldn't eat. And not only that, which we'll conclude with, the last words in the Mechaber in the Mishnah Berurah on it, says, v'afilu im yesh lo eis kavua lilmod. Even a person has a set time to learn Torah, and the person learns at night, lo yilmod ad shivdok. A person should not even learn Torah until the bedikah is done. V'im hischil lilmod, let's say you began to learn while it was still day, ein tzarich lahafsik. Interestingly enough, the Mechaber says you do not have to stop your learning. And the Mishnah Berurah tells us, well, how about, let's say, here we are. Let's say it's in 3 weeks, and we're learning between Mincha and Maariv. So maybe you're not supposed to learn at all once it's the time of the Bedika. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us it depends where you are. Eino aser ela belomi beveso. It's only if you're learning in your home, the privacy of your own home. Because again, what's the problem? Maybe you'll end up getting consumed in your studies, and you know, you'll pull an all-nighter and not do the Bedika. Avol halomdim shir halacha beis hamedrash. Achar tefillah mutter. Person who learns a little law, halacha, even after davening, that's not a problem. And then the Mishnah Berurah discusses, how about Maariv? Let's say it's time for Maariv, and the question is, should I do the bedika first, or should I daven Maariv first? So he says, also, it depends on where you are. Osan hamispalin Maariv bizmano betzibur, or the people that daven with the congregation, he says that you should first daven Maariv and then only afterwards do the bedika. And for a very practical reason. Because if we would say, okay, we finished Mincha, guys, let's go home, do the bedika, and we'll meet up here around 10 o'clock at night, the Torah l'kabzen acharkach, it's a very difficult thing to ask people to gather another time afterwards. V'gam in lochosh kokach shishkach livdov. Because we're not concerned that you're going to forget to search, because you're going to daven Maariv, after you go right back home and do the bedika, after all, shahari tefillah he davar kavua, something which you do all the time, then shayach bo shemi yimshach. We're not concerned that you may get drawn after your studies or your davening. However, concludes the Mishnah Berurah, what happens if a person is accustomed to davening at home? Then such a person, yivdok tchila, he should search first, even though the words of the Chok Yaakov tells us, based on the principle of tadir, v'sheinu tadir, tadir kodem, he is of the opinion that a person who always davens at their home should do what they do more frequently, which is davening, and then only afterwards doing the bedika. But practically speaking, person will come to shul, person will not have to worry about, should at home, should I do the bedika first? You just come to shul and you'll daven. We daven mar, and immediately afterwards we'll do the bedika. I don't know if it's a man's car, I'll do it to the Rabbi Adir.